Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
It's Wednesday. It is February 4th. It's Blind Rankings time. It is a chance for Niall and I to surprise each other with a topic every Wednesday morning. You've got to rank from 5 to 1 an item that you don't know what is coming next, basically. Do you want to start?
As in, I go with yours?
I don't mind. Yeah, go okay. For it. Okay, because so, I don't have a pen or a paper. Okay. So, on the back of Cher introducing Luther Vandross at the Grammys the other night.
Unfortunately. Luther Vandross. Can you sing one of his songs? I love Luther Vandross.
I probably would. It's a real kind of soul.
Yeah. Never never too much.
Someone not just, like, redo that, no?
No.
Like, the interpolated a song.
Maybe I've just been listening to that song. Okay. Anyway, that guy, she meant to introduce never too much. She meant to introduce what's his name?
No, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, thank you. And she introduced Luther Vandross, and she's been everywhere for the last few days, and it just was an excuse for me to use Cher in Blind Rankings.
Who's now 162, but looks 41.
She looks younger than me, honestly. The face. Anyway, this is not Cher. These are Cher impersonators.
Okay. Because that's one of my favourite scenes in Will and Grace. And Will and Grace, I don't know if you watch much Will and Grace, but Jack
really
is obsessed with Cher, and then he eventually meets Cher in a shop. And he goes, nice outfit, but you're not pulling it off. He thought it was a drag queen.
He says,
sing a bit for me. And she goes, if I could turn back time. He goes, no, stop. If I could turn back time.
He doesn't believe it.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Okay, so I will explain to you each one because they're a little bit random. So the first one is an ITV show called Starstruck.
I remember this vaguely.
Yeah, Ollie Murray's presented it, and this was the winner of it.
Oh, is it just a regular punter?
Yeah, these are just regular people.
Okay, let's have a listen. Starstruck. The warble in the voice,
She looked incredible as well. She was really beautiful, like really stunning girl.
I'm going to get Starstruck number 2
on my
list. Oh,
God, that's very high, isn't it?
Well, what am I marking here? Is it whether I like them or whether I think they sound like Cher?
Whatever.
It's my
Blind Ranking. This is your round, so you do you.
Okay.
I need to explain this.
You know, if you have to over-explain every piece of audio, you're failing.
Adam Levine?
Yeah, Maroon 5.
Yeah. No, not Adam Levine.
Adam Lambert,
that guy.
Yeah. Queen.
Adam Lambert, and he was on Jimmy Fallon. And Jimmy Fallon has this really good game called The Wheel of Impersonations.
Yes.
And you get like an artist and a song.
Yes, because this is, remember, I saw Celine impersonating Cher.
After ruining it now. You're after ruining number 4. It's your good night and God bless. Go home, everybody. It's all over.
I had that 2 weeks ago.
No, it's a different one I have. Your one, it's a different one. I know you had that. Anyway, so this is Adam Levine.
Not Adam Levine.
Adam Lambert. This is Adam Lambert doing Cher to The Muffin Man. The song The Muffin Man.
What's The Muffin Man?
It's like a kid's nursery rhyme.
Okay. All right, let's have a listen.
Yeah. Do you know The Muffin Man? Yeah, he's impressed with it.
This is...
What do you do? It's all good.
They're all number
one. It's all top tier content, yeah.
I'll have to give Adam not Levine number 3. That's
okay,
all right. Adam not Levine.
He's some voice though, doesn't he? Adam Lambert.
Yeah,
like, unbelievable.
He's lead singer of Queen now to go over for Freddie Mercury.
He tours with them, doesn't he? Yeah. Okay, now number 3. So this is a game show on BBC.
Remember
called
this.
I Can See Your Voice.
Yeah.
And the judges were Amanda Holden and Alison Hammond and...
Alan Carr? No.
Nah. Could be Bradley from The Chase. And it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Not
so
important.
They had to guess whether or not the people that they were looking at
had
the voice
they
or not.
Heard.
Now, this girl actually did. Rachel was her name.
Here's Rachel, everyone.
Isn't that good?
I love that song more than I love her voice.
I thought she was
all right.
Good.
She's
number 5 is for. That's what number 5 is for. Stick Rachel
What's
in
her
there.
What's her name, Rachel?
Rachel, I can see your voice. Go on. It's fine.
Oh, I do love that song, though.
Ah, okay.
Okay, now, we know what's coming next. Kind of ruined it a little bit. It's Celine doing Shari.
Yeah, but it's not the clip that you used.
Okay.
She was actually on the chat show. Is that the one that you used?
I think so.
Because I saw another...
I certainly watched it, but anyway.
There's a couple of clips online, but anyway, take this one for your... I said to the girls, did you do Frere Jacques when you were growing up?
Did.
I hadn't heard that. Frere Jacques,
Frere Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous. Nobody remembers the next line. We did it in French class.
I feel like I did it in play school.
Just exotic play school. Anyway, look... that's not as good as the clip I played, you're right.
Yeah. That was
she
on the chat
like
show.
More like Celine than Sheridan, unfortunately. Okay. So Celine is at number four. God, I've got number one left.
Yeah.
I might regret not putting Adam Not Levine at number one.
I know, yeah. Who'd you put at number two again?
Starstruck.
Starstruck, ITV. Mm. Yeah, it's a show that didn't last.
What's the last one?
The last one is a Cher impersonator. It was a little bit poppy because it was done on the street and it's just like it went viral on YouTube.
Basically. Let's have a listen.
Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. I really don't think you're strong enough, no.
I got number one.
This is an absolute disaster. A disaster.
It's a great day for the parish.
Well deserved.
I'm absolutely delighted. I don't know what to say. I have no words. That was me.
Do you believe in life after love?
I'm going to make sure that this audio haunts you. When we do This Is Your Life, I'm going to just whip it out. Okay, my top five Cher impersonations. Number five was Rachel from I Can See Your Voice. Number four was Celine Dion. Number three was Adam Not Levine. Number two was Dear One from Starstruck.
Yeah.
And number one was Show.
Thanks. Five, four, three, two, one. Take this house to the maximum.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go musical this week, and I've really taken you through so many cultures and instruments.
Genres.
In recent weeks, we've had music by Tin Whistle. Mm-hmm. We've had music by Kazoo. And I'm going to stay with the mouse today, right? Because a wonderful instrument is the harmonica. How Ooh. Do you feel about a harmonica show?
I feel like I owned a harmonica, at one point. Did somebody, is that another present that I got in like a...
I think this is really risky thing to say. I think anyone could learn the harmonica. I think it would be an easier instrument.
I
can blow into it.
No.
And like you don't actually
wrong.
Need to like have a musical voice. It's just more about timing and stuff.
No, you're so that anybody who plays the harmonica will tell you that there is a. And I've seen people like the way they move with it and the different
sounds. Some of these now, to be fair.
I actually think that is a ridiculously.
Because I was going to make the offer.
Statement.
I was going to make the offer that as a recording artist, Amy, the next time you're in studio, if you did feel like a harmonica solo in the middle.
Yeah,
I learn it for you.
Yeah, no, brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so it's well-known pop songs by harmonica. Oh, Larry is already in.
Larry, don't be cursing now in your messages.
Well, he's that excited.
That
bleeding love of harmonica. I'm really looking forward to this.
Larry, if you love it that much, I think it's H-A. That's a harmonica.
Aye, look, he's at work. He might have been a typo. Right, song number one. I can't even remember what order I have these
in. Okay, go on.
Let's go for it.
It's my friend Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
Skilling that. Sexy. Now, come on, how could you learn that yourself? That's phenomenal. There's another instrument there, though. You're cheating.
Oh, anyway, they're all using a backing track, and then they just play over it.
That is so good. That's the kind of instrument that they should introduce at weddings. Remember the guy on the trumpet that I was in awe of? Like if someone whipped out a harmonica in the middle of a dance floor, that'd go down well with. I'm going to go bad guy. Because it's not one of my favourite songs, but it's very impressive. I go four.
Number four.
Bad guy. All right.
All right. Let's keep going. Let's go.
I'm gonna say something now. better than Tones and I. I think that song was so played.
You
overplayed.
Got very tired of it, didn't you?
Yeah, I think we all struggled. I don't think it was just me. Mm. I think there was a group of us, and that's given it a new lease of life. Mm. And I never, it was not on my bingo card. I'm going to go Dance Monkey
number two. Yeah. Dance Monkey, great stuff.
Lovely.
Free to go.
Lovely.
Right, Culture on Beat Breakfast. Where would you get it? Let's go on. Song number three.
Put Eve to sleep for the first few months of her life. Don't ask me, Niall.
So energetic.
It makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah, it kind of haunts me a little bit for that very reason. I'll have to put that at number five. And it's okay. A victim of circumstance.
Victim of circumstance.
It's not its fault. Uptown Funk, number five. So we have three and one left. Where is my troll when you need him? Josh, in your face. Three. I'm putting the paper to the microphone. I have not chosen three, I believe, since I came back after Christmas. All right?
Okay, we've got two to go. Here's the next one. This is the emotion one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Josh says, living rent free in show's head. Very empty in here. Right, Shallow.
I'm going to go three.
Three. Interesting.
Yeah, so whatever it is, I am open and I am ready for number one. I'll give you my 5-2. Yeah. Uptown Funk on harmonica, number five. Bad Guys at number four. Shallow at number three. And Dance Monkey at number two. So this is my number one on a harmonica pop song. Yeah. I hope, I'd love to think it was Celine Dion, but I just know
it's not.
This is
Beat. Not choice.
This is Beat.
Celine Dion
is not choice. Please.
Well, you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. I actually don't know what you mean.
Okay.
I'll stop you there.
Oh, no, I love Celine Dion, but it's choice. Do you know what I mean? Like,
No.
It's like Westlife, they're shite, but I love them.
Oh my God.
But this is like pop music. This is like what cultural, this is what the kids are down with, right? Anyway, what I want to say about
No. There's nothing about your...
Okay,
if you were on the
can we have some voice? Is Celine Dion brilliantly talented, but shite? Let us know on WhatsApp. We'll take a vote on this.
I wish I had done debating in school. Moments like this where my comeback will be in Ballinabula at around 2:30 this afternoon. Go on, Henry.
So what I'll say is, this is actually my favourite one. I don't know if you like the original song, but I like this, right? Because he just goes for it and freestyles. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's do this.
Because
it actually reminds me of those guys on it with the sax, so they just go for it on the dance floor.
Yeah, I think that was a really good number one. That is Dua Lipa on the harmonica. Don't Start Now. That was excellent. Brilliant. Good job. No, don't read Larry's out. You and Larry. If it's just you and Larry.
No, look, to be fair.
No, nobody else.
He just says pure shite, but back off Westlife now. Okay.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Welcome to Tuesday's Beat Breakfast after the bank holiday weekend. It's lovely to be back. Unfortunate about the weather out there, but look at, let's make you smile this morning. Let's bring some sunshine into your life.
Okay. Why don't we learn a little bit more about ourselves this morning? I mean, we are together on air almost 5 years.
I know. Where did that go?
But I still feel there's more I could learn.
About me?
About you, and you about me.
Niall, there is nothing that you don't know about.
Because you are a pretty open book, to be fair. But no, I do think, you know, the people out there, they want to just know, I need more of show. Who is she? Who is she?
Who is she? And I just say, on the back of our Arsenal chat the other day, remember I said that I'd gone to an Arsenal game and I wanted to buy an Arsenal zip-up. That guy who I went contacted me and said he had been sent the weekend podcast.
Okay.
And people had messaged to say she was talking about you. Now, I didn't say his name.
Oh, the fella you went to the game.
Yeah. I didn't, like I said, he was lovely and everything, but I never mentioned who it was. Mm. Those things get out there.
Unfortunately, it's a very big show.
It's a big show
and a lot of people listen.
I replied and I said, like, I was all good, but I said, I'm a bit of an open book and I genuinely think I forget sometimes that there'd be people, you know, picking up on something that I might say. Anyway, let's get to know each other a bit better.
Okay, so we're going to play a little game of, we're calling it this or that.
Yes.
Yeah. And Amy's in charge. We do not know what's coming.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're a little nervous. But I do think there's an opportunity for somebody to join us and play with us, play the this or that, and we all learn about each other. So what we're looking for is somebody who maybe...
A throuple.
Yes. Would you like to be part of our throuple this morning?
Show and could be you.
And play this little this or that game. Learn a bit about each other. Simple questions. Don't be panicking.
No.
But if you're up for a bit of crack, we'll get some big goodies to you.
Yes.
And just come on, join us, and we'll all learn about each other this morning. Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. I like this.
Okay. Just send us a quick emoji. 085-102-9103. Maybe hand up or something. And... we'll get you on with us to play this or that in just a moment, win you some big goodies.
Let's do this.
085 102 9103. Come forward, please.
Start your day the right way with Beat Breakfast. Show waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, you hang out with us every morning and you know us. You know us very well, but there's always more that you can find out, shall we say.
More to be disappointed with.
There's more info to be extracted from us. And to do that this morning, producer Amy has stepped forward with a game of this or that, but taking part. And actually, I would suspect that this girl knows us very well because I know she's a very loyal listener of the show.
She's been in the studio with us.
Welcome, Kelly.
I sure have.
Well,
I'm Brent. How are you?
We're good, lovely. We're good. Are you off today or are you working later?
No, I'm working later.
Okay. All right. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. It was grand. Done nothing, but it was grand.
I love those weekends, Kelly.
Yeah. And I'd say it's miserable where you are, is it?
Yeah.
Rain. Well,
rain.
Let's try and
more rain.
Yeah. let's try and cheer ourselves up this morning. So, say hello to Amy, Kelly.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Kelly. Oh, deadly. So, listen. What's going to happen here is Amy is going to give a this or that choice, and you've got to guess what Niall and I are going to say. Right?
Okay.
So you're in charge first. Let's see if you're right or not. Okay. Let's see if you know us very well, Kelly.
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah, you got this.
Let's
girl.
Do number one then. Go for it.
Okay. Do you think Niall and Show would rather repeat their favorite song forever or always be listening to new music?
Repeat their favorite song.
Repeat their favorite song
for
forever.
Both of us.
Yeah.
Well, I can confirm for me, you are right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think for Niall, are you?
I think she is right on this one.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I just don't think I'd like to hear unknown songs over and over and over again.
Kelly, so, well done, Kelly. What is your favorite song in the world?
Rudy Silver, Touch Me. Filthy, dirty.
Okay, next up. Are they group chat people or one-on-one combos?
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh. I say Show is one-on-one.
That would be right, 100%. Okay. Like, I don't mind. Like, I'd always get involved in a group chat, but I like the personal touch, Kelly. I'd say you know that. So, therefore, group chats kind of, sometimes they can be head-wrecking, can't they, when there's a lot going on?
Yeah. God, yeah. And then, when they're not facing constantly walking, they're going
Yeah. And then you've missed about 30 messages and like, I'm out.
I couldn't be bothered
catching up. And what about Niall?
Now, I was going to say Niall be kind of iffy. It's hard to know, but I think he's one-on-one as well.
Mm, you would be right. Okay. I cannot stand group chats. I have like a load of messages in group chats over the weekend. Didn't even bother opening.
Do you know what he hates more than group chats, though?
Voice notes.
Exactly. She knows the net. And what does he hate even more than voice notes, Kelly?
Phone calls.
Full house.
Honestly, that is impressive.
That is very impressive.
You're a super fan. We love it.
Next up, I think this tells a lot about a person. Do they shower in the morning or nighttime?
Okay. Kelly knows this. I'm very confident in you.
Well, I'd have to say nighttime because they're up at the crack of dawn.
Well, I do share it the nighttime. You would be right because my alarm goes off very early and I don't want to wake the house.
But you have further to travel than Niall, so Niall is probably a morning person.
There you go, Kelly.
I couldn't share the night before. I have to wake up and I need my shower first thing.
Kelly, I have to take Thursday off. So do you want to come in and do the show with on? Because I feel like you'd perfectly replace me.
Marked it in my diary and all. I will be there for 10 to 7.
Okay, go on.
Next up, do they like big parties or small hangouts?
Ooh, that's not an easy one. This is tough.
Mm. Go on, Kelly.
Well, she'll be kind of like the party girl, so she'd probably like big parties.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would fall probably somewhere in the middle of that. But I do. Yeah, look, don't get me wrong. I love a party. And I am that girl that'll be like, I'll be gone home at 10 o'clock. Nah, rarely happens. So yeah, I'll give you that one. But I do love a quiet night as well. Go on.
Hey, what about me?
Niall.
That's sick.
You're the tough one, Niall.
I'm a tough one to crack.
You're the tough one. Yeah. I'd say small party. Although, look, he likes entertaining big crowds as well.
That's work, though, is it? Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to...
Yeah, do you know, but is it work, really, when you're having so much fun?
No, exactly, Kelly, exactly.
Kelly, look, you're right to be kind of stumped on this one, because here's a kind of contradictory one in itself. I like the big party, but you're going to find me at the big party in a small group in a huddle. Mm. Yeah. So I'm having the small party within the big party.
And also, wouldn't be doing the big party very often. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So when he's out, he's out. Kelly really sounds like she's going to spend the whole day going, Niall, tough one.
Okay, next up. Are they into road trips around Ireland or catching a flight out foreign?
Oh, Kelly, come on.
Show is definitely foreign.
And Niall?
He's the foreign girl. Mm.
And
Ibiza.
Yeah, Ibiza. Good woman.
Yeah, but she always goes to the same place.
What's wrong with that, though, Kelly?
She goes to the same place and goes to work every day.
I'm a creature of habit. And what about Niall?
Yeah. Oh, I say foreign as well.
Yeah, you'd be right.
I mean, I do like a road trip.
I don't know why you're slagging me. You go to the same place every summer as well.
But I go other places.
That's only because you're doing international speaking.
I've been to all the islands, not just one.
You absolutely nailed that.
Next up, would they always prefer to have spicy food or only ever eat bland food?
Oh, this is interesting, Kelly. What are you going to do?
Now.
They now ate me. You've caught me now.
Oh, I got a good one.
Yeah, well done. Don't worry, we're here till 10 o'clock.
We get tough throwbacks if we need to.
Go on. Oh, I'm going to say spicy because who likes bland food? Although I know Niall is kind of basic and off. But I don't know that's a bad way either.
I'm not sure basic is the word I'd use.
Oh my God.
Is it basic?
Kelly, that was a moment. You would be right on both counts. I like spicy food and Niall, basic. Very basic.
No spice at all?
I don't like hot.
He doesn't like hot.
I mean, like, I do like, I'd like my chicken szechuan and stuff from the Chinese, but I don't like chilies or anything like that. I can't have
it. Oh my God. She was right.
I'll give her that.
Okay, next up. Would they rather have a time machine or the ability to read minds?
I know my answer.
I mean, I'd rather an invisibility cloak, but that's not an option.
You can only answer questions.
We all want things we can't have.
It's so true. Go on, Kelly, what do you make of it?
Time machine or read minds?
Read minds?
For both?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Not for me, I'm afraid.
Time machine. What would you do with a time machine?
I'm just thinking, do you know what I watched recently was that Mel Gibson movie, What Women Want? And he was terrified. You don't actually want to know what people are thinking about you. It would be crushing. So I would rather the time machine.
But where would you go in the time machine?
Where wouldn't I go? 1984, 2052.
No.
I'd be like Marty McFly. Yeah, absolutely.
That would be interesting. You could go okay. I thought it was just a time machine that went backwards because we ain't going backwards. We're only moving forwards. I think I'd just like to know what certain people thought. I don't think I'd be annoyed
by
it.
You'd be paranoid. You'd be absolutely paranoid, yeah.
Okay.
Like right now I'm thinking, why does she keep waving that fork at me? I'm starting to get nervous.
No, this is just like a distraction.
Okay, we'll do one more. Yeah, one for the road.
Well, okay. Would they rather have everyone talk to them in rhymes or riddles for the rest of time?
Rhymes or riddles?
Yeah. Oh, that's the question. Yeah. Rhymes or riddles? Okay, sorry, Kelly, this is for you.
Amy, come on now. Rhymes or riddles?
I'm not sure I know the difference.
Like, to be honest. Like a rhyme is like someone, it rhymes, but a riddle is like you have to figure it out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
I'm going to go with rhyme because that's a hard one.
Mm. Yeah, I do.
A rhyme for the two of them.
I like things to rhyme, Kelly. I like a little poem. Yeah. I'd be a fan of a poem, and so on that front, I'll give it to you.
I don't have any time for riddles. To be working out what people are going on about, so give me the rhymes.
Kelly, you are absolutely brilliant. Wow. You know us better than we know ourselves.
I listen to you way too much.
Yeah, I think you do.
There's never enough, darling.
Top of the morning. Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the social.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
All the gossip is right if you were with us.
It was only an hour ago, but I can't remember why we started talking about chips.
Early morning clubbers. I told Niall this story about Walker Sensations have introduced a new flavor crisp, and it's chili and cocoa. And then we got on to the fact that Tom, my husband, is obsessed with Watsits lately. Mm. And then for some reason we started talking about...
Well, you see, he likes the crunchy Watsits, whereas I'm more of a fan of the original, the OGs, which are very hard to get, as I discovered yesterday.
And then for some reason we got into an argument, and like this ridiculous again, a bit like when we were talking about carrot cake yesterday, you won't get this anywhere else, but we were talking about how long it would take for a Watsit to disintegrate on your tongue versus a chipstick. Mm. And Niall claimed to my beautiful early morning clubbers, if you're still with me, just give me a thumbs up so you know that you'll heard this, so I know you heard it. He claims that a chipstick would take the same time, like it would melt on your tongue in the same time as a Watsit. And I was like, that is absolute, complete and utter madness. A chipstick would take way, way, way longer to disintegrate. So here we are, an hour later.
We're not afraid to tackle the big subjects. We're not afraid to put ourselves on the line to test these things for you. So, it's very hard to get crisps that you want nowadays. You really have to search around, because I went to a number of shops yesterday. Couldn't get the original Watsits. They only had the crunchies or the giant ones, which wouldn't have worked in this experiment.
No, they would.
No, they're too big. If you have more experience with giant Watsits in your mouth, that's your business. So what I did was I got the chickadee, because the chickadee has what I say is a similar melt value to the Watsit. Okay. And we're going to start with the chickadee see how quickly it melts.
You'll kind of have to talk during this. Do you want to talk? I don't know.
You go first.
Chickadee / Watsit, same difference. Okay,
so into the mouth it goes, and now we're going to timer to see how long. Go on, start sucking.
I shoved it on my... oh my God. That brings me back. So, have you found me?
I'm keeping an eye on the seconds there, but it's taking longer than I expected. Do you still have 90% of a chip on your tongue?
All right. Yeah. There we go. Look.
Okay. That's 10 seconds.
And nearly there.
It's Cray Radio. Stop doing that. Now. You look like a lizard. You still have quite a lump. But
no.
It's primarily gone.
That's gone. Okay.
I'm going to have a go now. If I can beat your time. Okay.
They're not going to beat my time.
I'm going to beat your time. Chickadee. Right? Okay. Going in the mouth. Ridiculous. At 15 seconds, right?
Okay, go on.
Now, if you're sucking within an inch of its life, then you're cheating, because I was just letting it naturally. The part. What, show me?
It's gone. I can't see.
Oh, jeez.
Got a little bit better.
Gone.
That was gone in like About 8 seconds there.
No, it's ridiculous.
So you need to improve.
No, you're just cheating.
I'm not. How can
I
cheat?
Because you... I let it naturally disintegrate. You're just sucking it. The whole point of the experiment was a natural disintegration.
Actually, you could be here all day just waiting for it to naturally disintegrate.
Who
eats crisps and lets them naturally disintegrate in their mouths? You weirdo.
Well, we know that. Okay. Right, chipstick. All right. Again, let's just go with mine because I'm doing a natural disintegration. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So okay, here we go.
No, we could be here for ages because that's your whole point.
Oh my God, it's so hard.
Oh. They're longer than I remember.
It's
sticking out of your mouth.
Maybe small mouth. I have to break that. This is not going anywhere. Like, this is very...
Okay, I'm going to go as well, and I'm going to show you how a chipstick works.
Still there.
Okay, chipstick going in.
That is quite hard now, you have to admit. Compared to the chickadee, that is a lot tougher. It's not, like... Mine still, look. Natural disintegration still going. All right. Still going. Okay, we're starting to melt.
We're gone.
All right, we're gone. No, I'm not. You are not a good person for an experiment. You're taking it and you're making a mockery of it.
No.
You're making a mockery of it. You're putting them in your mouth and, suck. And then gone. All right, whereas I'm doing an actual...
If you rewind back to the audio at 6:34 or whatever time it was, I talked about sucking on a chipstick.
I harp back to my... argument at 6:30 or 6:35. Natural disintegration of the crisp, not tampering with it. All right.
I didn't tamper. My hands are in my pockets.
I believe my early morning clubbers, thanks for listening, and I believe that I have proved myself right. A chipstick takes way longer than a chickadee or a what's-it. Okay? Good night. God bless. Try it for yourself today, lads.
Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat breakfast with Niall and Show. Let's let it go. Wake up with your mates.
Wake up with Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
We've had a lot go on this morning. We've had the harmonica. We've had the Cher impersonators. We've had the crisp challenge. We've had the psychic challenge. We've had the useless DIY guy who's a dud. It's time for something wholesome on Beat Breakfast, I think.
Let's do it. Let's get a little bit real. Let's get a little bit emotional, shall we say, for the day that's in it. I'm not sure. I was actually trying to look up to see if this is actually a national day or not, but I know from some...
I don't think it's an international national day, but I think it's something very much Irish schools jump on.
Yeah, I think... according to the internet, Grandparents' Day happens in school in late January or early February. Not all schools, but some of them do.
Okay,
celebrate.
So what happens on Grandparents' Day?
I think you just get to go into the school. You get to invite grandparents in.
Oh, they come in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't just stand up and talk about them?
I don't think so. My friend, her parents went into her kids' school last week, as far as I know. But... randomly, myself and producer Amy and our news editor Aoife and another colleague of ours yesterday were having the chats, and I love our office because you never know what could come up in conversation, and we were looking at old pictures of our colleague's family, and we started talking about grandparents, and I realised then after that conversation that it is coming up on my granddad's anniversary.
Okay.
And so I was very lucky. I had all of my grandparents alive until my granddad passed away years ago. But when I was younger, I had the two sets.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's parents passed away when I was quite small. I was 5 and 6. But I still have memories.
Okay.
And then my mum's parents, Doreen and Harry. Doreen's got a mention on the show before. Doreen would be the one that used to sit in front of the fire with her legs open.
Yeah, we know
that.
She
got the heat in.
The rosary beads that you hold dear, are they Doreen and Harry's?
They're Harry and Doreen's rosary beads. And I was looking for a picture. My phone is really bad, but I was looking for a picture of Harry this morning because he passed away in February 2010, so that's 16 years ago this year, and he was the nicest man in the entire world. Like, he was such a... Don't look at him, he's so cute. It was a really weird relationship in terms of how it happened, because I was really close to my Nana Doreen growing up and used to follow her everywhere, and I used to... My Nana had lipstick and I wanted my own lipstick, and she had a handbag, and we used to go on the bus. They lived in Dublin, and I never really got to know my granddad until my Nana passed away, and he was absolutely heartbroken. Like, he was devastated, and he went into a nursing home, and I was living in Dublin at the time, and I went to visit him, And suddenly, I got to know my granddad. Much later in life, I was older, obviously. And I just formed this amazing relationship. And I feel so lucky that I got to know him, because he was the most incredible man. He told me stories about his youth and growing up, and he was just so fascinating. But he was the kindest person. Can I tell you very quickly what Grandad Harry did?
Go on.
Years ago, my skin got really bad. I got did I tell you this before?
You've mentioned to me.
I got really bad adult acne, like really, really bad. And I found it really hard. It really got to me. It really affected me. And I was telling him about it one day, and I said, oh, I'm really upset about it, Grandad. And he said, oh, look, sure, we'll get it sorted or whatever. And the next time I arrived at the nursing home, he had looked up, at the time, the Golden Pages, and found a dermatologist in a clinic, and he had a check ready for me. And he said, you are going to this guy and I'm paying for it. My granddad, who was 96, had like thought about this and how could he help, and my heart, like, that man was just one of a kind. The point is, if you are lucky enough to have grandparents that you can have a relationship with and it works out, like I say to Eve all the time, she's so lucky that she has
really
all
lucky.
Of them.
Yeah,
do you know
four,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that's, and it can be such a special bond. Not all the time, but you know, there can be friendships formed, and that's really how I felt about my granddad.
Yeah. I didn't know two of my grandparents. My mum's, they were quite old anyway, and they died before I came along, so I just had my dad's parents, my granny and granddad. And of course, as you know, my dad died very young, so my mum had to go to work. So it was my grandparents that pretty much reared me, collected me from school, hung out with them. And I had a really close relationship with my granddad, Gussie.
Aww.
Right? Gussie Power. He used to drive a lorry for the kind of family business and collect veg and stuff. And all of my spare time was me, Gussie, and my dog Toby in the lorry, just driving around the southeast.
The best time
ever. And the funny part was, I couldn't say the word granddad because I was small, so I used to call him Dandan. And everybody else just went with it.
So when
we were adults, we still all called him Dandan. Is Dandan coming today? Where's Dandan? Has anyone seen Dandan? You know, this kind of thing. But go back to the DIY. It was Dandan that saved us.
Oh, really? He knew everything.
Years. He could fix anything. Because he originally set up, like, it was the first garage in Waterford. It used to be on the Mall where the Theatre Royal is.
Oh, yeah.
So he was just really mechanically minded.
Isn't it funny what you take, though, about the DIY? Harry was a travelling salesperson. He used to sell paintbrushes.
That's your obsession with combs.
He used to sell paintbrushes and combs around the country. And I am never without a comb. It is such a, like, if you have the opportunity to bond in that way, it is just something that you'll hold on to forever. It's really special.
If you have a very special relationship with a grandparent, let us know. 0851029103, or maybe you had
tell
a
us
very
your
special,
story. Yeah. We'd love to
what
know
what are your abiding memories if they have gone. 0851029103. Let's let it
go. Wake up with your mates.
Wake up with Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
We are talking about grandparents and special relationships with them, and being lucky enough to have them in your life, in your kids' life. Grandparents' Day happened in school last week. We have a little explainer on that I'll get to in a moment. But some lovely messages coming in. Let's start with chat to Lauren. How are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
Good,
darling, we're good. So you've been listening and you heard this and it reminded you of your lovely granddad, is that right?
Absolutely. So like yours, show, my grandfather would have had a really special relationship with him. And the birthday before he passed away, he gave me just an envelope of cash just as a present and told me to get something nice. And at the time I couldn't think of anything, so I put it away, and then he passed away a couple of months later. So I finally went and got myself something nice, which is a really expensive necklace. Just something to kind of treat myself. And I just haven't taken it off since the day I got it. It's just a nice little reminder of him in my daily life.
That he's always with you.
Absolutely.
What was his name, Lauren?
So Jack. He would have been known as Jack.
Okay. Jack. I love that about a grandparents' era, that they all just took a different name, you know, to what was on their birthday.
My granddad Harry was Henry.
That was common one, or Jack and Joe and Joseph and John and all that. But my granny was Pearl Power.
Yeah.
And I think I was 21 years of age. I was sitting in her kitchen and she says, you know, my name is Alice. I went, I literally did the song, Who the is Alice? I was like, not a clue. But yeah, they all did that. They all got pet names and they just stuck with them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So my grandfather's actual name was John, but like that he was known as Jack because there was like cousins in the area. Yay. They were Johns and things like that. So it was the only way to decipher who was who. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing the story and thank you for telling us about Jack. Thank you, darling.
Yeah. Thank you very much, guys.
Have a good day.
See you,
Lauren. A couple of messages coming in. Emma.
I'm sorry,
Emma. She says, I'm 35 years old and I am spoilt rotten to still have my nanny. And she's a great granny to my three children. And she's been more than a nanny. She's been a second mammy, a therapist, a lifeline. I'll be forever grateful for Nanny Peggy.
Oh, Rachel said, I'm literally roaring in the car listening about my grandparents. I can't even send a voice note. Oh, you poor pet. Growing up all my life, my granddad lived with us. So it was me, it was my parents and my granddad. I'm so glad I got to spend all that time with him. He taught me so many things, like how to win a 10-card rummy. All the stories from when he was younger, living in Ballybricken. I used to love listening to them. He was one of a kind. We just lost him a year ago before his 90th birthday. Wow. This has made me take the step to go visit his grave because I haven't done it. But after listening to an Ireland Show stories, I'm going to do it today. Thank you, guys. Oh, darling, sending you the biggest hug. And yeah, thinking of you. That's really lovely that you had that. But I know how tough it is as well.
And Mairead was on. I only knew my mum's mum. My other grandparents died before I was born, but we were the best of friends. She used to do my knitting for school for me. I always say my kids are so lucky to have and know all their grandparents, but my daughter Molly, who's 8, is obsessed with my dad. She's her favourite. He's her favourite person, she says.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Now, I had another message. Where are we gone? This was from Emma, who just wanted to explain a little bit about Grandparents' Day in school.
So Grandparents' Day, basically, they do a little mass for them. And they all go to mass and they just do a mass and the kids like would probably like recite poems and sing songs and all during the mass and all. And then this is their school anyway, and then the grandparents all, it's called grandparents and grand friends. And then they all come back to the school after then and have refreshments and teas and coffees and chocolates and all. And sometimes in our school the kids put on just a little show, like the kids do Irish dance and stuff like that, so they might do a little Irish dancing show. But yeah, that's all it is really, just the grandparents all come in and the kids show them their arts and crafts and stuff they've been doing and all like that. It's actually really nice.
It's lovely. Oh, thank you, darling, that message.
Can I read, fan, this message? It's so nice. It says, guys, my dad's parents died when I was born, so I never got to meet them. However, I was very close with my mother's parents, who both lived into their early 90s. Went to mass all the time. Very conservative people. I visited them at least once a week, and when I was in college, my nan had to have knee surgery in Dublin. I was the only one of the grandkids living there at the time, so I would visit every day after college and before work. Anyway, one time I was coming back to Ireland from living overseas, and I, a male, brought home my boyfriend. The rest of my family knew who he was, but to my grandparents, we were saying he was just my friend. Oh. The two of us popped in to meet my grandparents. I remember clearly my grandmother brought us into the kitchen and gave us €50 in that typical way that grandparents do.
Don't tell your mum. In the hand and then it's a slide.
Then she grabbed both of our hands and said, don't ever let other people tell you how to live or who you should love. Oh. Your granddad and I both love you, no matter what, and then hugged us both. My boyfriend at the time was from a very conservative country and was really overwhelmed by it.
That is the most incredible story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
It's getting too emotional here. It's getting too emotional.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
Now, I want to take you back and tell you a little story, right?
Are we doing the glue music?
No, I was going to... Well, I can't. I'm going straight to storytelling music, which is this. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to take you back, almost 6 years.
God. Since the pandemic.
Yeah. Now, look, we are going to talk about COVID and the pandemic for a moment. I'm sorry, everyone. I know. Many people still have PTSD and all that. But back in 2020, COVID struck. The world shut down. And we made a decision here on Beat Breakfast that we were going to keep going as normal, okay?
Uh-huh.
That we were going to provide some normality to people in the morning and try and keep the show as normal as it could be. And while a lot of other radio stations, they did like shows from their bedrooms and stuff, because we've a very big, safe, spacious building here, we could actually come into work, but we had to be in different studios and all the rest.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
It was difficult, okay? It was difficult because nobody was going to work. Nobody was going to college. There wasn't the people in their cars, so there wasn't many people interacting living with us, Amy, you could say. But we tried, we still tried to do Beat the Bomb and the Daily Dilemma every day.
Okay.
But what was happening with Beat the Bomb was it was just kind of the same people entering all the time. And while they were brilliant and we love our regulars, you don't want to hear the same person every Monday playing it. So we came up with an idea to keep Beat the Bomb on the air. We would do presenter Beat the Bomb.
Okay.
That all of the presenters on Beat would have a go and see how they got on.
Okay.
And most of them did reasonably well.
Yeah, they got 8 scores.
They got 9.
Yeah.
Jo, I think, got 8. She was happy with that. She said she was never more nervous on the radio as she was sitting in her living room doing Beat the Bomb that morning. But when it came to the crunch, I think we ran over 2 weeks, there was 10 different presenters played. When it came to the crunch, there was 2 high performers.
Okay.
Okay. And those 2 high performers were Michelle Heffernan and Niall Power.
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
And thanks, guys.
It was really tight.
Do you remember your score?
I was. Were you 16 and I was 15? Was something like that?
You were 13 and I was 17.
Oh, jeez. Worse than I thought.
Yeah.
Now, it was a traumatic time. Okay, it was a traumatic time.
Look, you had a lot more going on. You had a breakfast show to manage. Yeah. I was sitting at home with my cat for most of the time.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was never so proud as that moment when I beat you, because it felt like a victory for the women, for the girls, because the lads were generally doing better. Like, Vinny had done really well, do you know what I mean, at the time. So I really now I want to do it again.
Yeah.
I want to go head to head. I want to prove still that I can beat basically the presenter of Beat the Bomb.
Yeah. I don't do the questions or anything, though. You know, now I do. Look, let's be honest. I was the school quiz captain.
And you would learn a lot.
I was on national TV twice on Blackboard Jungle.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, representing my school in quizzes. So I do have some history in this, but you are such an intelligent person, Michelle. I don't know how this is going to go. So we're going into battle one more time.
Yes.
Okay. Once for the road, to settle it once and for all this morning. Who's the most clever presenter on Beat? And there's only 2 people in it. In it, okay?
I love how we just assumed nobody else is clever as us.
Yeah. So we're going to both have a round of Beat the Bomb this morning, and this settles it once and for all. Okay? So you want to go first?
Beat the...
And on the line we have Michelle this morning. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Oh my God. Hi, guys.
What are you up to today?
Hi. Oh, I just had a banana there, and I'm just sitting in my pyjamas, and I thought, you know what, you're doing such a great job on the radio.
Thanks.
I thought it'd be lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, great.
Lovely.
Your prize this morning is a 4-pack of batteries.
Oh, I really need those for my alarm clock. Thanks.
And if you get the overall highest score, you'll win the box.
Oh my God. Okay.
Here we go. Amy's going to ask the questions this morning.
Yes.
She'll have a go. We'll take a tune, then I'll have a go, and we'll see where we're at. So best of luck to you, Michelle. I hope the questions suit you.
Which film director completed EGOT status after winning a Grammy last weekend?
Film director.
Yes. Pass. Steven Spielberg. What is James Bond's signature car?
Pass.
What is the smallest prime number?
1.
No, sorry, 2. What is the name of a person who studies weather?
A meteorologist.
Yes. What team are currently at the top of the Premier League?
Man City?
No, Arsenal. Mount Everest is located in which mountain range?
The Himalayas.
Yes. Jessie Buckley has been recently nominated for which film award?
Best Actress at the Oscars.
Yes. The Amazon rainforest is mainly in which country?
Brazil.
Yes. What fictional country is Black Panther set in?
I don't know, pass.
Wakanda. Which Latino artist won Best Album at the Grammys?
Bad Bunny.
Yes. Which Irish rugby player will captain the Irish team for the Six Nations?
Pass.
Caelan Doris. Abel Tesfaye is the real name of which US singer?
The Weeknd.
Yes. What app is primarily used for streaming gameplay?
Pass.
Twitch. Which artist is due to release the final part for a trilogy of albums this year, rumoured to be rock-inspired?
Beyonce.
Yes. Which is the largest bird in the world?
Ostrich.
Yes. Which streaming service is known for prestige dramas like Succession?
HBO.
Yes. What is couscous made from?
Pass.
Wheat. What is measured in Mickey's?
You did this on breakfast before. Hardness. Keyboards. Type. Computer keyboard sizes.
The speed of a computer mouse.
You did very well.
No, that was really bad. That was really bad.
It wasn't.
There's too many sports questions, Amy.
Oh, sorry.
Look. We were only drooling over Caelan Doris 5 minutes ago.
I was like, come on,
I don't know
what's going
about sport. This is why I did well the last time, and knowing there wasn't any sports questions.
Okay, well, you got 9 points.
Ah,
that was useless.
Okay.
He's definitely going to win.
Oh, no, hang on. Sorry. Hang on. Look, all is not lost.
Will you give him a load of women questions?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, I'm not crazy. I will say the questions are probably a little bit more lean toward popular culture nowadays, which not necessarily my strongest point. But look, don't give up hope. Okay. All is not lost. 9 points.
Oh, God.
She's so annoyed.
Oh, God.
You're practically gleeful already.
I haven't even played yet.
No, but you know you're going to win.
I don't know that. Okay, just joining us. We went into battle in 2020 on Presenter Beat the Bomb. Michelle kicked my ass, so we decided to have another go and see, has anything changed? Has she lost information over those 6 years?
I've lost it.
Yeah.
I've lost completely.
Michelle got 9 points. I'm going to have a go now. I'd just like to point out and remind people who've been with us since 7 o'clock this morning and heard the opener to the show, I do have a head injury today.
Oh,
I have a head injury.
Oh, God, love you.
So, you know, if the performance is affected, please forgive me.
I'd like to remind people I won't beat the injury.
So. You did. Okay, if we're ready.
Yes.
I'm ready.
You're ready.
Let's do this.
What country has the longest coastline in the world?
South Africa.
No, Canada. What Irish golfer won the 2025 Ryder Cup for Europe?
Shane Lowry.
Yes. Which iconic US music producer worked on Thriller with Michael Jackson?
Quincy Jones.
Yes. What Netflix series chronicles the life of Pablo Escobar?
Pass.
Narcos. Where in Ireland is actor Anthony Boyle from?
Roscommon.
No, Belfast. What does the Spanish word gente mean?
Gente?
Yes.
No idea.
People. What American rapper is a judge on the American version of The Voice?
He's the British version. Pass.
Snoop Dogg. What country is tennis player Roger Federer from?
Switzerland.
Yes. Who are the main sponsors of the Irish rugby team?
Three.
No, Vodafone. What fruit has seeds on the outside?
Strawberry.
Yes. Who played Fiero in the recently released Wicked for Good movie?
No idea, pass.
Jonathan Bailey. What company created Photoshop and PDF?
Adobe.
Yes. How many cents are in 10 euro?
1,000.
Yes. Tony the Tiger is a mascot for which cereal brand?
Tony the Tiger. They're great Frosties.
What is 8? Yes, 8 by 20.
8 by 20 is 160.
Yes. Sabrina Carpenter is featuring in what Crisp Company commercial during the Super Bowl this weekend?
Pringles.
Yes. What show popularized the phrase, "You're doing amazing, sweetie"?
I know this. You're doing amazing, sweetie. Pass.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. What is the only mammal born with horns?
A rhino.
Yes. What type of graphic image represents a real person online?
No idea.
Or avatar. What Euphoria actress stars in the film The Housemaid alongside Amanda Seyfried?
Zendaya.
Sydney Sweeney.
I don't know how I did that. There was a few toughies in there now, I have to say.
See, I made it tough for him too.
10.
Oh!
I'm actually really happy because I expected you to completely smash me. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, I think I deserve some music. Everybody, I won the battle.
How did you get the rhino one so fast?
The first animal I thought of with a horn was a rhino. I said,
You guessed Pringles.
I was thinking, Tato and Walkers aren't big in America. Yeah. So I was thinking, what could be big in America? Yeah. So Pringles. So there was a few guesses, but I think there was some stinkers in there.
No, there were some hard. Yeah. See? Questions, yeah. She made them extra hard for us.
Yeah. Not a huge victory. Still tight. Tighter than it was last time.
Look, you can boast. You can gloat.
Not bad with a head injury.
No, you can say, I'm smarter than Michelle.
I wouldn't say that.
You've been doing the quiz for how many years now? There's a lot of general knowledge in Niall Power's head. That's all I'll say.
A lot of useless info.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, this is the most ridiculous quiz on definitely Irish radio, potentially worldwide radio. Mm-hmm. Who knows? We will never know the answer to that. It is our Friday game show, and this morning it's called The Great Beat Breakfast. When will it stop raining in Ireland? Friday game show, €50 one for all voucher. A lot of interest in this morning. Thank you for all your messages. We have chosen
our
participant. It's Chloe.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
Brilliant. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Do you know what? You're perfect, Chloe. Absolutely perfect.
That's what we need. Energy shot.
No, we needed someone that had an instant vibe of giddiness and ready for the weekend. And
it's Friday.
Yay! Yeah. What's your weekend plan, Chloe?
Working all weekend.
Aww. Look at Chloe, like, living life in the mood, even though she's working all weekend. Where do you work?
What kind of work do you do, yeah?
I'm a manager in Pamela Scott in the town here.
Chloe's well dressed. Well, may I introduce you to Niall Power? He's also a manager here, so do you want to have a little...
Hello, Niall. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Main woman, it's lovely to chat to you. I'm main man here. It's not easy. Sure, it's not management. You've got to manage all these characters and personalities. And
that's it, exactly.
We do our best. You know, we do our best to bring the best out of people. That's our job, you and me.
Exactly.
Chloe.
Yeah, it's a lovely way to put it.
I'd say you're brilliant at your job because you just sound like such a lovely person, Chloe. Do you love it?
I do love it. You know, it's the girls I work with that make it, and the customers that come in.
Yeah. That's really, like, that's a lovely thing to be able to say. Not everybody can say that.
So if you're working all weekend, does that mean that you're, like, off Monday and Tuesday or something?
No, in Monday, Tuesday, and I'll be off next Wednesday.
Okay. Okay. But when you work weekends, like, would you never go out then?
No, not really. The odd weekend, sure.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. See how you feel. Right, let's get stuck into this.
You've heard this game show before, have you?
Yes.
You know what to expect.
Yeah, every Friday.
Okay, good.
Oh, thanks, Chloe. It makes no sense. You don't need any skill. It's just a bit of crack, and you've got that in spades. So let's do this. All you have to do is laugh along, play along, and we'll give you a €50 one for all voucher for the torture. Question number one, Chloe. Complete this. Oh, sorry. I should have said, for anybody to listen for the first time, all of the questions and the answers relate to the Great Beat Breakfast. When will it stop raining in Ireland? Okay? So all of those in some shape or form. Question number one. Complete this well-known phrase which references something will go ahead despite the weather. Is it A, hail, rain or decline? B, hail, rain or combine? Or C, hail, rain or shine? Now take Chloe, please take your time, all right?
I think it's C, hail, rain or shine.
Well done, Chloe. That is one definite point on the board. Okay.
One out of one.
You feeling good, Chloe? You feeling good?
Feeling good. Feeling confident.
Yeah. Okay, because you can't go into work this morning without having a top score. All right. When you approach a red light, Chloe, you do what? A, hop. B, pop. Or C, stop. Now again, Chloe, I know you're driving at the moment, but please, like, consider...
These are tricky show.
Yeah, they are. Because sometimes I do pop, body pop in the car. Like.
Yeah. I think it's stop.
Stop. Would she be right?
Stop, Chloe. You're making a mockery of the people listening to this quiz this Friday morning, like absolutely sailing away with it. Like you are a phenomenal manager in Pamela Scott. Question number three. Finish this well-known phrase, Chloe. Do you like your phrases?
I do. I love my phrases.
Do you? Okay. You'll know this one then, Chloe. You'll know this. Not a bother on you. All right. Where there's a will, there's a milk tray. Where there's a will, there's a birthday. Or C, where there's a will, there's a way. Now, Chloe, again, please.
Don't be hasty.
Don't be hasty. Because we've seen it on this quiz before and somebody comes along, right? And they answer before the options are given and it's just embarrassing for us and it's embarrassing for you, all right? And I don't want to do that.
I don't want to make a fool of myself, yeah.
No, I like you, Chloe.
Where there's a will, there's a...
A way.
Yeah! Exceptional results this morning. It's just phenomenal. Chloe, question number four. It's nearly over. Okay, Chloe? Have you ever ridden a horse?
I have.
Oh, she's going to...
Right up her street. Making a mockery.
There's no point. There's literally no point. What is the point, Chloe? What is the point? Do you want the question anyway?
Go on, give it to us.
You're here now. You may as well. When riding a horse in order to guide its direction, do you A, pull on the chains... A, chains. B, chilblains. Or C, reins. Have you ever had chilblains, Chloe?
No, I haven't.
A lot of people don't know what chilblains are, and I was afflicted with them as a child. It's kind of like your toes swell. I think it's if you have your feet in front of the fire too much and it's cold, and then they kind of swell and they get really itchy, and you have to put germaline on them.
I think that happened to my nana. Could it happen on your legs?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, oh, I think it's toes and fingers. Anyone else back me on this? Have you had chilblains?
Where can you get chilblains? Chloe, sorry. We're interrupting your moment. This is for you,
sorry,
Chloe.
To touch your flow.
Chloe, nobody else matters. Rain. You're saying reins. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Let's see if she's right. Yes.
I don't know why I write down like. Okay. I still do it.
Okay. This is it, Chloe.
Okay, this is the big
Kill
one.
Kill the music, Niall. Kill the
big
music.
One.
Do you know what this is, Chloe? If you're listening every Friday, what's happening now?
It's the last question.
Yeah, but what is the last question, Chloe?
I can't remember.
No, no, but what are we doing? Remember, think about us when you listen to it. What do we do in the last...
Audio.
You're not getting that, Chloe, no?
No.
It's
no.
The audio clue, the last one. Always.
Oh, sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
It's all right, Chloe, it's okay. It won't go against you. Okay, here we go. This is the audio clue, and we'll warm up our vocal cords, and all you have to do is complete the words of the song. There's only kind of two or three words that you need to get, all right? And we'll give it to you then. All right, okay. So, yum, 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 yum.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, here we go. Listen up.
Ireland, Ireland, together.
Standing strong.
It's tall, but close enough.
We'll just give it to her because she put in an absolutely incredible effort. She went straight in.
Huge
she didn't
vocal
think about
performance.
It. No, no, you did really, really well. Now, it is tall, so just in case you're out in the pub some night, don't sing strong, because that's the wrong word. But it doesn't matter, Chloe. It's irrelevant, all right? It is irrelevant to the overall scheme of things. It was your passion on that round mm-hmm. that really nailed it for you. And
five
that means you are the winner of the Friday. Chloe, you are a legend.
50 or one for all on the way to you. You are sound as a pound and it's lovely to chat to you. Best of luck.
Please give it up for manager Chloe, everybody. What a manager.
Yeah. I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
All the gossip.
Right on the source, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Okay, Michelle, what have you got for us? You're going to test us out.
I feel like we're enlightening the Southeast today. After our presenter beat the bomb, we learned a lot. I thought that you would enjoy this, so I'm going to give you some words that you probably have never heard. You might not know
the
meaning of them. They're a little bit funny.
Okay.
That's what I want to say. And I thought it would be fun to have you and producer Amy guess what these words mean. So
okay.
We're going to kick it off with the word tittle.
Tittle.
T-I-T-T-L-E.
You instantly think of tittle-tattle, don't you?
Yeah.
A bit of tittle-tattle, which is a bit of gossip.
Although I've just thought of titillate, but now I don't know if that's another word that I've maybe...
Oh, titillating,
I think it's different spelling. Tittle.
Yes, it would be tittle.
Okay,
tittle.
Okay. No, never mind.
Tittle. A tittle. A tittle. I just got to stop saying that. I think it's...
Okay, I'll give you a clue. It is to do with the alphabet.
Oh.
I know.
A tittle.
I don't know.
No, I'm really stumped. Go
it
on.
Is the dot over the letter I.
Oh. I've heard that before.
Isn't
yeah.
that mad?
And I presume it's also the dot over the J. I think
I don't know. We
yeah,
must
I think
find
it
out
is.
If it's a jittle.
Yeah.
Okay. Second word, glabella.
Ooh, that glabella. Sounds like it might be in a lady's nether regions.
It does, doesn't it? It is on the human body.
Oh. Is it something in your throat?
No. No. I think you're. Are you thinking of the dangly thing at the back of your throat?
A glabella.
A glabella.
Glabella.
Is it? I don't know. The pointy bit of your nipple or.
You just have tittle on the brain.
Yeah, I haven't moved past tittle.
It's the space between your eyebrows.
This?
Yeah, it's
where
called
you get your
glabella.
Unibrow.
Yeah.
If you're
so
guy.
If you get your glabella groomed. Mm. Yeah. An aglet.
Oh, I know. I've heard of aglet.
Aglet.
Annoy me. I know an aglet.
Aglet.
Is it? No. Is it like the little bit of your ear? Like your little...
No, this is not a body part.
Give us an area we're working in, because I've heard of an aglet. It's the bit on the end of your shoelace.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh. Yes! I've never heard this before. Mm. Okay, we're going back to the body here with lanul.
Lanul.
Can you give us a...
Oh,
section?
I'd have an awful pain me lanul.
Oh.
Is it upper or lower?
My lanul is throbbing. No, okay. It's upper body.
Is it the pointy bit at the end of your nipple?
Stop with the nipple! There's no pointy bit at the end of a nipple. A nipple is a nipple is a nipple.
Okay.
It's the crescent-shaped area at the base of a fingernail.
Oh, yeah, that you're like your cuticle. Like you're meant to keep that kind of...
Yeah.
You're meant to be able to see your crescents, aren't you? I'm terrible for that.
I haven't a clue. I'll give you... it's the last one here, okay?
Okay.
It's not the human body, but it sounds a bit like it again. A drooplet.
A drooplet. Ooh. So not a droplet, it's
droop-let.
A drooplet.
Yeah, a drooplet. But droplets might be very tasty.
3+3.
Is it part of a lady's nether?
Is it the point of it at the end of your nipple? It is the small units that make up a raspberry or a blackberry. So you know the like, oh, the other way it's like all like tiny little dots.
The individual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An individual part of a raspberry is a drupelet.
You learn something new every day
there you
on
go
Beat
now.
Breakfast.
So whether you're having your tittles or your drupelets or your lanules, you've something to think about there for the day.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Rise and shine.
Niall and Show, waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up.
Okay, once in a lifetime opportunity. This only happens once. For good reason. And we're going to work out how strong Sho's psychic abilities are. Can she work out intuitively what kind of footwear you've got on today?
Let me get into the zone.
Okay.
This is not a task I take on lightly. I take it very seriously and hope.
Oh, wrong one.
That sounds like
I don't want relaxing.
Yeah, it sounds like we're going for a massage. Oh yeah, perfect. That's beautiful. Okay, so what we're going to do here is we are going to make our way through some of the WhatsApps and we're going to ring people at random and I'm going to predict their footwear. Who have we got?
Okay, we're going to start with Kim. She's in Kilkenny.
Kim.
Glamorous lady by the looks of it. Just bear that in mind.
Yeah, I will.
Hey Kim, how are you?
Good morning.
Welcome.
Hi guys, how are yous?
We are very good, thanks.
Who's
good.
In the car with you, Kim?
We have Josh and Holly.
Okay, well,
morning, gang.
You've got three to do here, yeah. Show.
Okay, so I think Josh and Holly, now just hang on a second. Then they're lovely. Whatever they're lovely. They're real nice ones. I think you're both wearing runners. Are you both wearing runners, Josh and Holly?
Yes.
Oh.
What's this? What'd you say, Holly?
I said, Josh, get off your phone.
Get off your phone, Josh.
Focus. She needs focus to do this properly. Now the tricky one.
Kim. Hang on a second, Kim. Kim, where are you going?
I'm off today because Josh is going to the arty dentist.
Oh, big appointment. Okay. Kim. I just feel it. I'm getting a strong sense of the fact that today is a day off for you, Kim. And
yeah,
I'm just thinking, I'm getting in your head, Kim. I'm getting right in there.
It's a hard one now. It's a
okay,
hard one,
Kim.
Shona.
I got you, girl. I got you. You're beautiful, by the way, Kim. You are.
Thank you.
Kim, are you wearing trainers?
I am. But yeah. What colour?
Oh, what colour? Snow. Okay, she's putting you to the test.
Kim, you are very stylish as well as being beautiful. You're very stylish. I think they're definitely white, but there's some colours on them.
Oh, there's no white.
Oh,
there's a strong colour, but not white.
You got the colour.
Kim,
though.
You could have lied. All right, we were doing really well.
Kim. Bad example to lie, Sean. I can't like the kids.
Fair point, Kim, fair point. Are they black with pink?
No.
Are they black?
No.
Kim, it's been great chatting to you. We're going to wrap it here. Are they pink?
No, they're a mustard and brown.
Ah, Kim, come on.
I mean,
like, it's
honestly,
it's
not very common.
Strong colour.
Not very common.
Are they Adidas?
I'll send you a picture when I stop driving. I'll send you a picture.
Okay. Kim, you're after throwing me right off the scent there. And
listen,
to be honest with you,
sorry.
It's all right, darling. You're beautiful, but it's the fact that there was three of you in the car. Right? That was a lot thrown at me,
loss.
Kim.
Okay, two out of three in fact.
Exactly.
Thank you, darling. Have a great day, guys. We'll send you something out, all right?
Thank you. Bye.
All right, that's Kim. Well, okay, that wasn't bad. We can do better, though. Let's risk it over here.
Okay,
this one,
go
right?
for it. Who have we got? Gary?
We're going to try Gary or Gaz, as his WhatsApp
Gary.
Says.
Gaz. All right, come on, Gaz. What have you got for us?
He sent a red heel.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love a red heel?
Oh, here we go. Gaz. Gary.
Gaz, welcome to Beat Breakfast.
How are we?
We're not bad.
We're good. Where are you this morning?
I am on my way to work.
Okay.
Where do you work, Gary?
I work in residential care over in Leith Direction.
Okay, very good. Okay. What would somebody in residential care wear to work is the question.
I'm getting a vibe off you, Gaz. I'm getting a vibe. I definitely think it's a runner of sort. Am I right, Gaz?
Indeed.
But is it a kind of a posh runner? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it a runner that's given...
It's hard. I don't know.
But you know, sorry, now what I'm feeling, and I could be wrong, Gaz, because I've been wrong. What I'm feeling is like a Tommy Bowe runner or something. Do you know one of them that's like a runner but not like a full-on runner?
No, this is absolutely an out-and-out runner.
It's an out-and-out runner. Out and out.
I'm just saying what it came true, guys, and like I can only deal with what's coming through, all right? It's an out-and-out runner, right? Now, you're pushing me for a brand or something here, right? Okay. Are you... I'd say, is it an Adidas?
Close.
An Asics.
No, nobody wears
Asics!
I was going to say nobody wears Asics.
How wrong you were, Niall. Asics are coming back into fashion. Guys, it took me a while.
She got there. Right?
But I do apologise for the Tommy Bowe reference, if that didn't work for you. But look, you're an Asics man and you're going to do a great job at work today. And you, Gaz, are gorgeous. All right? Gorgeous Gaz is what we'd call you.
You're a legend.
Have a good
Thanks
day,
having
a
crack
bye,
with us.
Bye-bye.
We've got to squeeze in one more.
Do we?
Yeah. You're doing okay. Not great, but not bad.
Okay.
We're going to go to Dungarvan for our last one. Okay.
Who's this?
This is Eta.
Oh, Eta. Okay. All right. Eta, answer your phone. Let's go out on a high, lads. Let's go out on a high. Could be busy, could be getting ready for a school run, could be up to our eyes, not able to take the call, or decided, you know what, it's not worth it. I think we'll quit while you're ahead.
Do another one?
Give me another one.
Okay, let's go over here.
Oh, we've since got an update, actually, from, I was never guessing those, from Kim. They're mustard and brown.
Morning.
Good morning, Tatiana. How are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Good. We're good, darling. We're good. Who's in the car with you?
In the car with me is my daughter, Dimana, and my son, Kieran.
Hi, guys. Oh,
good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Okay.
Morning, guys. Say good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Now, I think I'm going to go with the guys, and this is a strong sense that they're both wearing runners as well today, yeah?
There, we're right in front of school at the moment.
In front of school. Okay, so you're about to go in. Okay, so Tatiana, what's your plan for the day?
So I'm dropping the kids and at 9:30 I'm going to my physiotherapy. Ooh. That's the clue I'm going to give you.
Okay, you're not going to be in big boots for physiotherapy.
Tatiana, I got you, girl.
No, I got you.
Again, an absolute... Oh, God. You're gorgeous, Tatiana. And you're wearing a very striking and comfortable pair of runners, all right? Now I'm feeling...
I am indeed.
Oh, you are indeed. Yeah. Now I'm... could be wrong. All right. I've said it before. Could be wrong, Tatiana, but I'm feeling a Skecher. No, okay.
Yeah, hang on a second. Right. Kind of.
A dupe?
No.
You're having a think. Okay.
That's a little tricky one, but I think you got it.
You think you got it?
She's giving
nearly,
it to
nearly.
Me. Nearly.
Nearly.
Whatever it is,
we'll take that.
Tatiana, we love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for ending on a high. You're gorgeous. Have a great day. Best of luck with the appointment this morning, okay?
Thank you so much, lads.
Oh, you're brilliant. Guys. Love you lots. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. 8 out of 10, I'll give you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look worn. You look. You've really pulled on
Absolutely
all the powers there.
Absolutely shattered.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
Wake up. Do it. All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Gimme the Goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip. I want to talk to you about dinner time and a trend that's really lit up TikTok over the last few weeks, and that's called the dump dinner. I'll firstly start by asking, what's your deal? Like, do you use your kitchen table much for eating? You probably use your peninsula more, do you? Or bring it in your laps?
Yeah, I think we're really bad at sitting down for family meal times just because of our work schedule. Like, Tom works late a lot, but we did get an Indian takeaway last Friday night and we sat at the table and it was very wholesome. Mm. The three of us. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Because it's the same. If I go to my mum's, she has her little tray for, you know, to put her dinner.
Lap tray.
Yeah. And
I think lap trays are the best thing
but
ever.
If I'm there, she'll go to the effort of setting their kitchen table and we'll sit there and have it together.
It's really lovely to be able to sit down and break bread.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the dump dinner, let me tell you about that. How do I even explain the dump dinner?
I don't like the sound of it now. You're not starting off. okay. off on a good note.
Okay, I'm
going to
give you the perfect food for the dump dinner is spaghetti, okay? So what happens is you, instead of setting your kitchen table with your crockery, your plates and your bowls and your knives and forks, you just cover it in tinfoil, okay?
Yes.
And then you come from your cooker or oven and you literally pour the food onto the tinfoil and everybody just digs in
Sorry,
with their hands.
What food?
Well, I said spaghetti was a good example, okay?
But you're pouring it onto tinfoil.
Onto the
table. And everyone's getting their fork and going in.
Like, obviously you think it really works for toddlers because they're going to be messy anyway, okay. You know, that kind of way. But this is for the whole family. And you just basically tip whatever you've been cooking all over the table. No plates, no serving dishes, just a fat, wet slop of food on the table. Now, I can show you in your line of sight show.
What's coming up on your feed that you think this is?
This is basically, so...
So a woman is pouring out a whole thing of spaghetti onto it. Like, I even have an issue with the fact that, like, there's no plates. I know I don't mind eating my Chinese 4-in-1 from a tray, but at least that's my tray. That's just a random...
So spaghetti and then the sauce on top, dump the food on, everyone digs in.
Why are they all doing it with spaghetti?
Spaghetti seems to be the popular one, I have to say.
And just like it's a waste of tinfoil.
Well, it's not really a waste of tinfoil. It's as you're saving on the electricity used to wash the dishes.
Okay.
So it all balances out in the end.
Please pray for me that he does not come home and ask me for a dump dinner.
Look, think of the cleanup. Just wrap up the tinfoil into the bin. No washing, nothing. I think this is brilliant. I think you should do this at home, but don't tell Tom in advance.
Please. Oh, that would be brilliant. Actually, I'm really upset by this. I don't think you understand. Like, look it up on TikTok yourself, but like, I find this vile. Like, how many people are... how many people are sticking their fork into the same... Like, there's six people at that...
family.
I love my family, and I don't mind picking something off Tom's plate, but I don't think we need to be bashing forks.
Has anyone out there tried a dump dinner yet?
I'd love madness. Your reviews.
I definitely am going to...
What is that they're throwing in there? Spring rolls?
A bit of pizza, bread or something, you know, anything.
No, I don't know where you found this, but I think this is not something that you should have brought into our lives. How many likes does that have?
It has 1.3 million likes, 7,000 comments.
What are the comments? Disgusting. What are the comments? What are people saying?
All I see is fun and no dishes afterwards. I just want to know how you got the foil on the table like that with no gaps between the foil rolls. Does the heat from the food damage the wood underneath, even with a cover? That looks so fun. Definitely doing stuff like this when I have my own kids.
Oh, you say that now. You say that now. If Eve comes home and asks me for this, like, obviously I love her, I'll give her like whatever she asks me for if I can do it, but like, it's a thought of, like, you know, I want my own.
Paul just said that Joey doesn't share food, the idea that you're all digging into the same thing.
Someone's going to be going for all the meatballs or the chicken, and like, not everyone is a winner at that table. That's all I'll say.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Wake up, do it, all the gossip,
break on the sauce. Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
You were releasing singles, of course. Your first single will be called Just Divine.
What? I've also discovered in the same supermarket there is a certain bonbon, and it's a bit like a Kinder. Do you know Kinder do those bonbons?
Oh, yeah.
Sweets. But it's those, but it's a dupe, obviously. Now, they're very expensive for that shop. They're $3.29. I know.
For that shop.
Extortionate.
Yeah. I'd expect a full leg of lamb and...
I can't even explain how nice they are. Like, they're nicer, in my opinion. That's not what I'm here for, though, is it?
No. That's not the goss.
Blimey, give a girl a break, will you? Give a girl a break. I wanted to get your take on something. So myself and Tom and Eve were in Kilkenny yesterday.
Lovely.
And it was 11:30 in the morning. Now, bear in mind, we had been up very early. We'd been on the road very early. And I hadn't eaten breakfast, right? I just had a coffee.
Okay.
So we were hungry. Mm. So we went to a certain establishment and I didn't realise this until I was mid-burger. But at 11:35 in the morning, I was eating a burger and chips.
Okay.
And I was like, Tom didn't get anything. So that really made me question my life choice in this scenario. But because we'd been up so early, I figure it's actually acceptable if that is kind of semi your lunchtime to eat lunch at 11:30 in the morning.
So you're now asking the question, is a full like burger dinner at 11:30 kind of acceptable?
Well, if they serve it, I suppose.
Well, my argument would be in your defence is that McDonald's stopped serving breakfast at 11. So, what, you know, if you go in that direction, like, what do you have to have a burger?
Yeah, I mean, know? Like, some people are probably going to say, oh, that's a load of cod's wallop. You don't eat burgers until lunchtime.
Yeah.
But I really feel that I was hungry enough and therefore that was what I was craving.
No, I think it's a bigger deal if you're going to, for an early flight to Dublin Airport and you need something and you don't want to, like, the full Irish is about €28.
Yeah.
Oh, so you go to the burger to,
in the
airport at like 6:42. Is that acceptable? Because it's all that's, when you're in an airport, time means nothing, you know?
That's true.
I don't have an issue with you having a
burger. Do you not? You're not judging me?
No. No.
You're not, no. Amy? No judgment here?
No judgment at all.
I feel like there's a little bit of me that still has that thing that your maybe mum would have like instilled in you that, you know, there's a breakfast and that there's a lunch and that
so
there's
a dinner.
So what
time would you, in mum's world, what time would a burger be acceptable? Like after half 12?
It has to be 1 o'clock. Yeah.
1 o'clock.
Yeah. Like breakfast is at a certain time. Like I'd say if my dad is listening, he'd be like, I can't believe it. Like, but I am one of those people that could eat chocolate for breakfast. Like I have been known on a weekend because I'm an adult. Mm. And I think when you get to a certain point, you realise the rules do not apply.
You see, I think your problem here is that 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. is a kind of no man's land. Like, is it acceptable if I was with you yesterday at 11:30 to go, I'm going to have the carvery? Some people might judge you for having a full carvery at 11:30.
Why does a burger seem more acceptable than a roast at 11:30? Like, imagine eating gravy at 11:30 in the morning. I know. I'm just saying, like, I think my burger seems okay, but a load of gravy and veg and roast potatoes, I couldn't do that. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I can't imagine that I would. You wouldn't get served that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I'm just pondering here. I'd eat anything at 11:30, to be honest, but I'd eat anything at 9:30. But then we're up already every day, so time means nothing.
I think that's my excuse. It's just something that I wanted to put out to the universe. Is there anybody else out there that has indulged in certain food at a certain time of the morning where you just think, this is a little bit wrong, but like, who cares?
Or would you feel funny eating a burger or a roast at 11:30
in
the morning?
Just voice notes coming in. I feel like there's a club.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. 7:53. Eating burgers at 11:30 in the morning. Acceptable, not acceptable. Let's get some thoughts. Noreen.
I have been known to get up 9 o'clock in the morning and have leftover Chinese, heat it, leftover Chinese, and sit down and enjoy it. I have been known to buy Chinese so that I can have it in the morning. Food is food.
Mm. I do that sometimes.
Thank you, darling.
I get my pizza thinking about breakfast more than thinking about my dinner.
Never really got the whole pizza for breakfast thing. It just doesn't appeal to me.
It's good.
No judgment.
Becca, not a great line, but let's listen to what she had to say.
Shauna, it's totally acceptable. On Wednesday at like 30 minutes past 11, I come back from holidays and I realise I'm eating noodles and spring rolls from Chopsticks.
Nice.
At 30 minutes past 11 in the morning.
I
totally accept
it.
When you're up that early, everything is acceptable.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for that.
Thank
Brenda,
you, darling.
Brenda
really
says you can eat a burger whenever you like. After all, you can eat a breakfast any time of the day. So why not a burger? I often eat lasagna for breakfast and a breakfast bap for dinner. Why not?
I remember one morning, Tom would be very like that. Like, he would generally, if he woke up the next day and there was food left over, even if it was 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, he would eat it. And one morning, there was a cottage pie left in the oven.
Tom.
And it was 8:20. Mm-hmm. It's funny the way the timestamp thing works, because you just, it sticks in your head.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Niall and Show, waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
From Beat News joined us this morning. She's very impressed with that little kind
Good
of
morning.
Intro
that's
there.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Before.
Bop,
yeah, that's a little Friday vibe because this is my dad Phil's game, Rachel. So welcome to the show. Your first
morning.
Time playing it.
Hi Phil, if you're listening.
Yeah. Where's that coming from? It's you.
Is that my phone?
It's coming from somewhere. I can
hear it. Last night
a DJ saved my life.
I love that ad. Last night a Tampax saved my life. That's what the
is
ad
is. Is it your phone or is it your PC?
I don't know how to stop this. What is this?
Oh,
it's not
God,
me.
She takes one day off and all the rules go out the window. We'll have to retrain her.
It's just, well, this is nothing to do with the computer system. This is my phone. I was what? Oh, here. Is this it? Okay. Yeah. It was just playing in the background. Jeez, I didn't
time to get back into bed,
very
is
sorry.
It?
No, I'm here. I'm welcome. I'm ready. Phil's game.
Right.
Yeah, Phil will be listening this morning.
Good morning,
Rachel.
Phil.
Good morning,
you're
Phil.
Right.
Just a reminder, stand by. We need you to play in a couple of minutes' time and take on the winner.
Send an emoji, any emoji will do, to 0851029103 just for context. And if you've never heard this before, we've been playing it for a few weeks now, Rachel. Phil's game is a birthday game. He stole it off a radio show in the UK. In the middle of the night, he was listening to the radio back in November and he said, you should bring this on Beat Breakfast, and here we are.
Okay.
There's no real skill required other than maybe a little bit of knowledge in terms of celebrities and their ages. Okay.
So you're now, I just like to point out, I've been beaten multiple times by Aoife. I've been beaten by Orla Rapple. I think I was beaten by Killian. Finally, I won against Dana last week and then got beaten by the listener. I have no confidence this morning because Rachel essentially hoovers up every bit of popular celebrity culture.
She does.
There's nothing else in your world apart from celebrities
That's
and
not
culture.
True. She's established and esteemed news presenter.
Well, I did like absolutely lose my reason last night when I saw Molly Mae was pregnant.
Okay.
So that kind of tells you where my head is at.
Yeah, but don't let him take
this is psych games.
Rachel is one of the smartest people I know. So do not put her in a celebrity box and not let her out. Let's go for it.
Five to start with.
Okay, so,
and Rachel, you are new to the game, so you can go first. You get to pick a number between, is it 1 and 5 or 1 and 10?
Oh God, it's 1 and 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, 3, please.
You're going with number 3 this morning. Okay, so I need you to tell me what age is Adam Lambert. He appeared on a round of Blind Ranking the other day. Is part of Queen, was on American Idol, and does a really good Cher impression, as we discovered.
He was on Glee. That's all I know about
him. Okay. It's hard to put an age on
him. I am going to say he was on American Idol after Kelly Clarkson, which would put him at maybe 39.
Okay, and Niall Power, what age is Adam Lambert?
I think he's older than that. I'm going to go 46.
Okay, on this occasion, Niall is closer. Adam Lambert is 44.
Mm.
Okay, so that's 1 point for Niall.
He's looking great.
Yeah, he does look well.
He does a lot of makeup.
Niall, your choice next. What are you going for?
She took my number.
She took number 3.
Yeah.
God love you.
I'll go 1.
Number 1, what age is what was the movie? Miss Congeniality, Speed, A Time to Kill, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I love Sandra Bullock.
Think there's another rom-com that she's in that's brilliant.
She was 2 weeks
ago. And The Proposal with Ryan Gosling is very funny, set in Canada.
All right. The Net. 90s movie. Yeah.
Something to do with the internet.
Yeah. Well done.
Never seen that
one. Okay, hang on a sec.
He's doing his mathematical calculations.
So I'm going to say 57.
And Rachel?
I think she is 62.
Ooh.
Incredibly close, Rachel. She is 61.
Wow.
Where did you get that from? Where did you look
at? I don't want to reveal ages, but if there's something in my head telling me she's close to the same age as my dad.
Ah, okay.
Okay, 1 hour.
All right, would you put them together?
Maybe. He's not listening, so sorry. Yes.
1 point for Rachel, 1 point for Niall. Rachel, where are you going next?
Number 5, please.
Number 5. So I need you to tell me what age is... Oh, this is going to work in your favour. It's Molly Mae Haig.
Molly Mae is 26. She'll be 27 in May.
Woohoo! And Niall, what age do you think Molly Mae Haig is?
I'll guess the same age.
No, darling, you're not.
So I'll have to just go 25 then.
Look, there's no point in beating her in the bush here. Woo-hoo! She is 26 exactly. Mm. So that is another point on the board for Rachel.
Thank you.
What would you like? What number?
Give me number 2, please.
Okay, number 2. What age is Hailey Bieber? Of course, married to Justin, a model.
Justin Bieber, but I've got to keep an F. It's a leak. Sorry, I had to get that out of my system.
An actress.
What year are we in? 2026. I'm going to say she's 31.
Okay, and Niall, what age is Hailey Bieber?
I maybe guess that she's slightly younger than him at 29.
This is living, lads. This is living. Hailey Bieber's bang on 29. Oh,
back in the game. All comes down to the
it
final
It all
one.
Comes down to this. So, Niall, obviously you got the point there. So you have the last celebrity on my list this morning. And this is a little bit tricky, I would say. I need you to tell me what age Emily Blunt is. So The Devil Wears Prada, married to your man. I can't think of his name. He's comedian. John Krasinski. She also appeared in Mary Poppins. What else has Emily Blunt been in?
She was in Oppenheimer.
No, I didn't go there. I decided she was in
Into the Woods. Great musical on Disney Plus.
Okay. Into the Woods, yes.
Okay, I'm just going to take a guess here. I'm going to guess she's 43. Music stopped.
A bit dramatic. And Rachel, what age is Emily Blunt?
I am going to say she's 44.
He's done it 2 weeks in a row. She's 43 today. Niall is the winner.
Thank you.
Well done.
God, I'm having some week of it.
That's a hard game.
It is. I'm having some week of it. I'm the champion and beat the bomb. And now I'm winning Phil's game. Genie macaroni.
You're so modest. Throughout it all, you just really...
If I could play the cash machine today, I would. Okay, here's your lucky chance, you lucky duck. You get to take me on this morning.
You lucky duck.
Yeah.
If you would like to take Niall on and take that smirk look
it's
off
a
his
big
face,
smirk.
We would like you to send us an emoji right now. This is Phil's game. Your chance to win and beat Niall this Friday morning. Any emoji will do to 085 102 9103. Rachel, do not be disheartened. It's not a reflection on you. It was a real tough game. All right, we think you're a star and you're brilliant at what you do. Okay, always. You certainly know your money, Maze. Niall and Show, waking you up on Beat Breakfast. Friday morning, this is Phil's birthday game. It is the game where you have to guess what age a certain celebrity is. Niall has just beaten Rachel. It was her first time playing. I asked her to stay. She's left the studio defeated, deflated.
Yeah. She said she was really busy. She's stuff to do. She's out there reading the Daily Mail. She just wanted to get out.
She's news. Like, so she has to do what she has to do, but she's had enough of us. Yeah, she's had enough. Okay, so she lost. Niall won. That means that Niall is taking on somebody listening this morning, and listening on the way to work is Edwina. Good morning, darling. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Where are you, my love, and where are you going?
I'm heading to Dungarvan, but I've pulled in off the motorway with my hazard lights on, making sure I'm safe.
Good stuff.
Give her a beep if you see her.
What's in Dungarvan? Are you working?
No, don't. I do. I am going. I do multi-sensory child development classes everywhere around the Southeast.
Okay. Edwina is the loveliest person in the entire world. She is an absolute dote. I've had the pleasure of meeting her. You have met her as well.
Many times.
Pride.
You have. I'm everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, me and Edwina, we do be around the town.
What's
and
that
we
word?
Meet each other all
we
the time.
We do.
Well, you're an absolute diamond. We're delighted you're playing this morning. But I have to ask you, Edwina, to please take this look off Niall Power's face this morning. All right?
I'll try.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
I'll try. That's all I can do.
Yeah, that's
you
all
go
I can
first,
do.
Edwina. Pick a number between 1 and 5.
I'm really sorry, Niall, but my favourite, my lucky number is number 3.
Oh, okay, God's perfect. Edwina. This could bode well for you. You both have the first two letters similar in your names. Ed Sheeran. What age is Ed Sheeran?
Oh, jeez.
I know.
Of course. He's definitely younger than me anyway. About maybe 35.
Okay. And Niall, what do you say Ed Sheeran is?
I say he's 38.
Edwina, I can tell you now, and I stood very close to him last August. You are bang on the money. One out, he's 34. You take the point. So young, like he's achieved so much.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, I thought we started playing the A-team in 2011, 15 years ago, so he was only 19.
Yeah, he started very young. Okay, that's 1 point on the board for Edwina. Edwina, what do you want? 1, 2, 4, or 5?
I'll do 5, please.
Number 5. What age is Love Island host Maya Jama?
Oh, I have no clue. I don't even watch Love Island.
Yeah, like the rest of us.
You know who she is.
I have no clue who she is, so I'll have a guess. Maybe, is she young? 28?
Maya Jama. Okay. She's beautiful. You should Google her. Okay.
I'm going to go 32.
On that occasion, Niall is closer. She's 31. Oh. Okay, so it's a point
apiece.
Okay. All right, okay. Niall, who are you going for? 1, 2, or 4?
I will take 4.
Okay. Niall, what age is superstar who had a little mix-up at the Grammys last week? Oh. She was a feature on Blind Rankings this week. Nobody really knows what age she is because, as I said, she looks younger
than
me.
You need to cut her and count the rings.
I'm talking about Cher, Edwina. Cher, the superstar. Do you believe
oh, love
in
it.
Life okay. after love?
I am going to guess is Cher.
It's so hard.
It is so hard.
I don't blame you for being...
Has
like,
she hit the 80s yet? Let's go 79.
Okay, and Edwina, what age do you think Cher is?
Now, see, I would say about maybe 84. She's older, maybe? I don't know.
I'm just doing a double check. Niall is bang on the money again. Oh. She's 79.
Wow.
Okay. If I could turn back time.
Okay, don't worry. She could be any age, to be fair. Yeah. She could be any
age. She could, with all those lovely wigs and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, Niall, just one or two left. So what are you going for?
Let's take a number one.
Okay, we're in the kind of other end of things again on this, and I'm just double checking. Goldie Hawn. I only watched The First Wives Club yesterday.
I love Goldie Hawn.
Have you ever seen The First Wives Club?
Show you should be shot. You should be watching that years ago. That's amazing. I love that dance scene near the end.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
You don't own me, sweetheart. Don't worry. Yep. I've seen that movie about 20 times. I just watched it again yesterday. Don't you worry. I wouldn't let you down. What age is Goldie Hawn?
So I grew up on Goldie Hawn. Overboard, Private Benjamin, The House Sitter.
And yes. Do you know what? She's come back into the work. She's in Christmas Chronicles on Netflix 1 and 2 with Kurt Russell.
Okay, Let's take a guess on this. I've no idea because, you know, Hollywood stars and faces and their surgeons. Let's go 76.
Okay, and Edwina, what age is Goldie Hawn?
Oh, she was quite good now in Overboard too, I have to say, Niall. That's quite a fun movie. I'm showing me age now. I'd say she'd be in her 70s too, so let's say 72.
You said 76?
She said 72.
Oh, she's 80.
Oh! She's older than Cher. Jeez. Oh my God.
Lads, I want to be Goldie Hawn when I grow up. Honest to God, she's 80. The woman is 80.
There's wow.
Don't worry, he didn't wipe the smug look up off his face, but let's just go
that's
for the
okay. I'm happy he won.
Yeah.
I'm happy he won.
Us days, should we support each
well,
other,
that's
don't
lovely.
We? Really?
Love is in the air. Valentine's Day and all that. What age is Jacob Elordi between the two of you? Just go, that was the last one.
If you'd said Kurt Russell now, she would have been right.
Who's that? Who is he?
So
Jacob Elordi is in Saltburn, and he's going to be in the new Wuthering Heights movie.
I haven't watched Saltburn either.
Saltburn.
Or whatever it's called.
And actually, Michelle was talking about The Kissing Booth yesterday, which is how we became famous.
Oh, I have seen The Kissing Booth.
Oh, The Kissing. Now I know who you're talking about. I didn't know his name. He's about maybe 28.
Yeah, I would have thought 29.
I say, he's young.
Do you know what? She got the last one bang on. He's 28, which means we're sending you something out anyway, darling, because we love you so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Happy Friday, gorgeous girl. Have a wonderful weekend, all right?
Safe journey.
I will. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
So it does mean I'm the winner, though, doesn't it?
Oh, God. Just give yourself the music. Go on.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.